Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price in. And hey, I want to tell you, the weather's not looking so bad. And I say this because I want to tip everybody off. SEC Women's Soccer Championships just getting underway. The game started at 3:30 this afternoon. That's a South Carolina-Mississippi State game. They're over at Ashton-Brosnahan. So the weather's kind of holding out there, so I'm going to ask you to hold in there with me and give me a pretty good forecast for the rest of the afternoon.
I will do what I can. We got our first one coming up in 3 minutes, so okay. We'll find out how well I'm doing.
Okay, great. Well, I just wanted to put you out there, and no pressure. No pressure whatsoever to give me a good forecast.
Got it.
But I know the ladies from the SEC would certainly appreciate a good evening of soccer play.
Oh, for sure.
I have a green frog in the bathroom.
I thought, okay. I didn't know you were expecting me to go into a story there.
No.
So there was just that moment of silence.
No,
I have a frog.
Yes, you do. I was explaining. I have a green frog that made its way into my bathroom.
Yeah.
The darn thing's been there for 2 weeks. And he keeps coming
I don't know
back.
How he's made it this far.
I don't know if it's a he. I'm not really sure. But
I don't know how it's made it this far, but good for it.
But it was pretty interesting because I kept noticing, where does this green frog? Because we have a doggy door in the back.
Ooh,
I get a lot of animals sometimes makes their way through.
Can't they come up a drain, too?
It can come up anywhere, I guess. But it's weird because I was, you know, taking a shower and I looked over to the right and there's a frog staring at me going, uh-oh.
Yeah.
So I had to warn the housekeeper today, don't put any chemicals in the shower, please.
Yeah. You'll
kill my frog.
Don't hurt the nameless frog yet. All righty, let's see what we got here. Starting with... Donald Trump, of course, if you haven't heard, he is now President-elect Donald Trump again. Well, he's creating a transition team before Inauguration Day on January 20th. He will have to fill around 4,000 government positions, including 1,200 that require Senate approval. That should be easier, of course, with the Senate also now being under Republican control. His transition team is being led by friends and family, including his adult sons, RFK Jr., and former Democrat Tulsi Gabbard. The team's co-chairs are Cantor Fitzgerald, CEO Howard Lutnick, and former wrestling executive Linda McMahon.
You know, you should have put it in the kind of the presence of like, what won't you hear about Trump today?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Because we have a lot to cover. There's been a lot to really go down today. Of course, I was very impressed with Joe Biden, who gave his speech today. Very eloquent. And I thought it was a pretty darn good speech. Just re-entertaining some of his successes. Very. He didn't spend much time on that, but he did thank his team for hanging in there with him, and also invited President-elect Donald Trump to the White House to kind of make that transition and make it a little bit easier. Also, Putin contacting President-elect Trump today. I'm sure the conspiracy theories will be going off the wall on that one. You mean Putin called Trump? I wonder what they're going up against. We've heard it before. just file it in the back there. It was a friendly call saying congratulations. Nothing about diplomacy or anything to that degree, but pretty cool. Also, the Ukrainian leader also contacting President Trump, former President Trump, and President-elect Trump.
Yeah, he's got a lot of titles right now.
You know the guy I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So he's starting to get some real, he's gaining traction with a lot of these leaders from around the world. One thing I will tell you this, less than 24 hours after he was named the 47th president of the United States, he's been at work. This guy has been at work, I mean, throughout the day and into the night. As you mentioned, you said it, 4,000 positions they've got to fill.
Yes.
At the White House. And so the transition is on, and it will be an interesting ride. Keep it on News Radio 92.3. We'll take you along. Just buckle up and hold on.
All righty. Speaking of buckling up, 4:15, just in time for our first quick check of traffic and weather together. This update's brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, you can visit watsonfirm.com to learn more. about perhaps what you can do and who you can contact to handle that. Again, that is Watson Law Firm. All righty, looking at the roads here, do have some backups on Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling southbound towards Highway 98. Also have some issues on Pine Forest Road, just a little bit, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, it is 79 degrees, overcast skies out there, of course. Low of 73 tonight with a 20% chance of showers. But as we bleed into your Friday, there shouldn't be much, if any, rain. High of 81, low of 72. Should just be mostly cloudy.
You know, earlier today, I was waiting for the Fed announcement. Yeah, sitting back in my office at the house earlier today before coming in, waiting for the Fed numbers to come in. And we had projected for a couple of weeks now that it was going to be a 25 basis point cut. Sure enough, right on target. And those interest rate cuts are going to be welcomed by the folks in the realty industry. I mean, a lot of folks, if you're borrowing power money, it will be easier to borrow some money. Fed Reserve ended its two-day policy meeting with a decision on those interest rates.
The central bank voting unanimously to slash interest rates by a quarter point to 4.5% to 4.75%. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
We continue to be confident that with an appropriate recalibration of our policy stance, strength in the economy and the labor market can be maintained, with inflation moving sustainably down to 2%.
The Fed's latest move follows a larger half-point reduction in September that kicked off its first easing cycle in more than 4 years. There is uncertainty over how far the central bank will go with rate cuts as the economy continues to post solid growth while inflation still remains an issue. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
418, News Radio 92.3. I wonder if Delaware, when Joe in his basement got this much media appeal already this far into, they're already flooding West Palm Beach. I'm talking about the media and covering
really?
The transition. You tipped it off a few minutes ago, and I wanted to just pick up on the story.
Yeah.
I'm forwarding and advancing it for you. Multiple names being floated for leadership positions in the upcoming Trump administration. Fox's Bill Malusian has details from West Palm Beach.
One of the names, obviously, that people are talking about is going to be North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. He's being looked at potentially for energy secretary. Then you got Marco Rubio being floated for possible secretary of state. Elon Musk, obviously, going to be involved, likely in a non-cabinet position that has to do with government spending. The Department of Government Efficiency is something they've been talking about. And then lastly, RFK Jr., Trump has said, will be heavily involved in some way when it comes to public health. Now, the Trump transition team says they're already well underway. They are in the process of vetting all potential candidates. And Trump's senior advisor Jason Miller says Trump himself is going to hit the ground running on day number one with multiple executive orders.
Okay, I want to ask you this. What do you think about Senator Marco Rubio being pulled out of Florida into a federal position?
Yeah, that name lit up in my brain right away. Man, I don't know. I mean, I would say he's a pretty agreeable Florida politician, all things considered. So to see him go, I think that would upset many.
It would not only upset the equation. He's very powerful in Florida politics, and he's a pretty darn good Republican leader. Hate to lose him, but in the position they're calling for, maybe it's a good move for him.
Yeah, perhaps. Just about 4:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, I'll keep with the Trump theme. Don't worry. It's not too much. But talking about a pretty successful victory that he had in Miami-Dade County. That's a very rare victory for Republicans. We got details on how he got the edge down there and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked extensively about Kamala Harris's concession speech, which I thought was actually quite a good speech. Maybe the best speech I've ever heard her give. Also talked about very unhappy reactions from people like late night host Jimmy Kimmel, the ladies of The View, and some of the despondency that they are experiencing, and some thoughts about why that's happening. And our frivolous topic was, who cooks, the man, the woman, both, or neither? Any portion of the show you miss, you can always listen to on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Boat lovers, the Marine Max Pensacola Boat and Yacht Show has been rescheduled for Saturday, November 23rd from 10 till 4. Marine Max will be showcasing the best brands in boating with exclusive boat show pricing and special incentives only at this event. Fuel your day with delicious chef-curated eats, complimentary beverages, local vendors, and live raffles from noon till 1. Mark your calendars. Don't miss the Marine Max Pensacola Boat and Yacht Show, Saturday, November 23rd. Marine Max, 1901 Cypress Street, Pensacola.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Florida cares about women and families. Last year, Florida provided nearly $500 million to support pregnant women and their families. No woman can go to jail for having an abortion, and abortions are available before a child's heartbeat is detected, and in cases of rape or incest, and at all points in pregnancy to save the life and health of the mother. This message is sponsored by the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Then she aimed for my test with love in her eye. Then she aimed for my test with love in
she
her
was
eye.
News Radio 92.3, 423. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, kind of rocking out this afternoon.
Yeah, I know. I love that song.
Yeah, it's pretty hot. I don't know what it was, but hey, good song. I want to tell you this. Escambia Commissioners going to consider a couple of expensive little items here today. Couple of purchases during the afternoon session. By the way, it gets underway at 4:30. The purchase of a new $137,000 ambulance and consideration to purchase 5 fire trucks. Public Safety Director Ari Gilmore has more on the potential acquisitions today.
It's going to bolster our fleet even more, and that's exciting for us. We've already the board previously, we've been buying apparatus all along, and we were in a dire need for it, and we are getting the apparatus we need, and the board is giving us the money to do it, and appreciate that, and that's been very helpful in getting what we need as far as our fire guys and the equipment they need to respond to calls.
You see, Eric's got a big smile on his face here today. Gilmore says the total purchase amount, including a ladder truck and 4 fire engines, would come in at just over $5 million. Like I said, board meeting this afternoon. In about 5 minutes, down on Palafox Place.
All right, just about. You know, I'm so glad you mentioned an area on a map, because I'm looking at a map right now with traffic and weather, since it's about 4:25. Tis the timing. Let's see. Looking at our roads here.
I thought you might have been looking at this monitor from Fox with all the snow in Colorado.
Oh, yeah, that winter storm blasting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always say I want snow around here, but not that type. All right, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile, still got some backups there. Same with Blue Angel Parkway, traveling southbound towards Highway 98, and a little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Outside of that, there's not too much going on. As for the weather, 79 degrees, overcast skies. Tonight's low is going to be 73, and there will be a slight chance of thunderstorms. But as we bleed into your Friday, while there will be a high surf advisory, there's not expected to be much, if any, rain. High of 81, low of 72.
So here you are in Pensacola International. You're getting ready to get on the plane to head to Denver. And you're in shorts and T-shirts. Somebody might want to tell you there is a big weather change between here and Colorado. A lot of snow up there. And the visuals you're showing now from Trinidad, Colorado. And also I saw some from Rabbit Ears Pass just a few minutes ago. So get ready if you are taking the family maybe or you're heading out on a trip to Colorado. Dress accordingly this afternoon. The result of this year's election delivered a harsh verdict to the Democratic Party, which is leading many Democratic leaders to wonder what is going to happen next.
There is a lot of soul-searching occurring within the Democratic Party. During her concession, Vice President Harris called on Democrats to organize and mobilize, but some in the party think it's time to distance themselves from the far left. New York Congressman Richie Torres posting, Trump has no greater friend than the far left, which has managed to alienate historic numbers of Latinos, Blacks, Asians, and Jews from the party with absurdities like defund the police or from the river to the sea or Latinx. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders released a scathing letter insisting the party is out of touch. He writes, it should come as no great surprise that a Democratic Party, which has abandoned working class people, would find that the working class has abandoned them.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because before we went to break, I had hinted at this, and it kind of tackles a similar theme. Trump can thank the Latino community for his victory in Miami-Dade County.
Absolutely.
He is the first Republican to win the county since 1988. Right. Sebastian Arcos works at Florida International University's Cuban Research Institute, and he says Cuban Americans in Miami-Dade like Trump's message on foreign policy. He also blamed Democrats for a dramatic shift to the left that turned off Cubans who had escaped a communist regime to come here. He says the Democratic Party in the last 4 years has been, quote, remember, these are his words, not ours, has been seen as crazy, woke, and off the deep end.
So you have to wonder, why did it take the Democrats three and three quarter years to figure out what the problem was?
Yeah. I mean, well, and not only that, but I've often said, Trump, you would think he wouldn't be that hard to outshine when it comes to political fitness, and here we are.
A lot of memos circulating around Washington today. As a matter of fact, the defense secretary has sent a letter to all department personnel following the presidential election.
Calling them the finest fighting force on earth, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin told the troops that, quote, the department will make a calm, orderly, and professional transition to the incoming Trump administration. He went on to say that the U.S. military will stand ready to carry out the policy choices of our next commander-in-chief and to obey all lawful orders from its civilian chain of command. The secretary also reminded the troops that they swear an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and said, quote, that is precisely what you will continue to do. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
You know, it's terrible that he had to remind the troops that about their pledge and allegiance to the Constitution. Hmm. Why do you have to remind people these things? These are sure are granted rights that we will embrace. Hey, Raphael, got to tell you about this. You know what? We've been pretty much on track with this storm.
Yeah.
Actually, a whole darn week here. It is in the southern Gulf today as a Cat 2 hurricane. There's been a significant change to the forecast over the past 24 hours. A combination of strong wind shear and dry air will cause the system to weaken. Rafael is tracking southwestward and heading for the coast of eastern Mexico between Tampico and Veracruz this weekend. So it now looks very likely that Rafael will not be of any threat or interest to the entire U.S. Gulf Coast region.
Yeah, and that's very good news to have there. Also, the race for control of the House of Representatives is still undecided, of course, but Republicans are expressing confidence that they'll take control once all the votes are counted. The GOP needs a dozen more seats to keep control. Meanwhile, the Democrats need more than 30 to flip it. But political analysts say that seems unlikely, of course. If the GOP keeps control, it would give Republicans control of both houses of Congress and the White House following Trump's victory.
Well, I will tell you this. Coming up at about 4:35, 4:36, if you're cooperating with me today, we'll have some information on the SEC Women's Soccer Tournament.
Yes.
It's going out on at Ashton-Brosnaham, and talk about this afternoon's game that is now 1 hour into that game, that South Carolina-Mississippi State game. And then tonight, this is a big game, 6 o'clock, Texas and Arkansas. Winners of these games will face off on Sunday in the finals over at Ashton-Brosnahan. And we'll also talk about in a few minutes what's going on with the Sun Belt Conference. You know, they've been doing that tournament with the ladies over in Foley.
Yeah.
And they've been getting a lot of traction on that one. So coming up, 437 Sports on the way.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Biden making this pledge following President-elect Trump's election win.
We'll have a peaceful transfer of power here in America. I also hope we can lay to rest the question about the integrity of the American electoral system. It is honest, it is fair, and it is transparent.
The president also called on Americans to turn down the temperature on partisan rhetoric following the contentious campaign season. The Federal Reserve announcing it's lowering its key interest rate. The move comes as inflation shows signs of continued cooling. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
The FOMC decided to take another step in reducing the degree of policy restraint by lowering our policy interest rate by a quarter percentage point.
The decision comes on the heels of a more substantial half-point cut in September. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Federal Reserve approved its second consecutive interest rate cut today. In a follow-up to September's big half percentage point reduction, the Federal Open Market Committee lowered its benchmark overnight borrowing rate by a quarter percentage point, or 25 basis points. On Wall Street, the Dow was off slightly, the S&P 500 grew by 44, and the NASDAQ gained 286. Moderna today posting surprise profits for the third quarter, smashing Wall Street estimates. The good results come as cost-cutting efforts took hold and sales of its COVID vaccine came in higher than expected. Beyond Meat reversed slumping sales in their third quarter, growing revenue for the first time since 2022 as it charges higher prices for its plant-based meat. The company said its revenue rose 7.6%. U.S. crude oil futures for December, 72 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. The Miami Dolphins are going to miss the playoffs this year. We know Tua Tagovailoa is going nowhere, but what about general manager Chris Greer and coach Mike McDaniel? I do think it's likely that Greer and McDaniel are back next season, but if owner Stephen Ross thinks a change is necessary, I would then view the Dolphins as a dark horse destination for the coaching services of the legendary six-time Super Bowl champion Bill Belichick. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, if you're not calling John Anthony, you're simply missing out. To prove it, I'm releasing your Thursday Night Report absolutely free on recorded message line, 1-800-244-5506. Cincinnati at Baltimore tonight is going to be a monster game. I've got the side and total. Cincinnati-Baltimore confirmed analysis plus hoops and college football. That's five big plays. John Anthony has you covered. I love to sweep the board. Call now. Here free on recorded message, 1-800-244-5506. Information wins. John Anthony Sports is number one against the spread. 1-800-244-5506. You want the information? I've got it. Cincinnati, Baltimore, plus college football, hoops, and special prop action. I'd love to go 5-0 the season for you. 1-800-244-5506. That's 1-800-244-5506. Or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I was letting that thing play along.
Yeah, it's kind of got a mellow start.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in with you today. Looks like the rain's holding off just a bit, at least in the 110 Freeway and Davis Highway intersection.
Yeah.
I know earlier today it was kind of interesting driving in. The forecast here in the city, Metro Pensacola, was kind of overcast, light rain. Over in Gulf Breeze, it was looking beautiful. But once you cross the bridge, different story, different environment. It's that middle of the Bay Bridge thing, man. Two different forecasts goes for the area. North of the I-10, freeway, and then south. You got two different type of forecast half the time. Do hope you're having a good day. I mentioned to you that we're going to talk about some sports. A little bit to touch on here, of course, SEC women's soccer game between South Carolina and Mississippi State is underway. These are some pretty interesting games here. And then tonight's game at 6 is Texas and Arkansas. You can still get tickets. They're on sale at PensacolaSports.org for the finals on Sunday. The winners of these games today will face off on Sunday. Don't forget about the Sun Belt Conference. They are also holding the Women's Soccer Championships over in Foley this week. Wednesday, third-seeded Texas State captured a 4-0 semifinal victory over seventh-seeded Coastal Carolina. They advanced to the title match on Saturday. Today, Old Dominion faces James Madison, with the winner facing Texas State in that final game on Saturday at the Foley Sports Complex. Later this month, if that's not enough, here we go. The SBC, the Sun Belt Conference's top 10 volleyball teams, are in action back at Foley November 21st through November 24th.
All right, and tonight at 7, we've got two college football games for you, App State at Coastal Carolina and Florida Atlantic at East Carolina. So we got some Floridian representation there, and, of course, our Thursday night game.
Let me tie in Florida just a little bit better with you.
Oh, okay.
Gators confirming today head football coach Billy Napier will return for the 25 season.
As he should.
And it's his fourth season, by the way, with the program, despite compiling a 15-18 record, 8-13 in the SEC. In the middle of his third season here, Florida is currently 4-4 with all four losses, coming to teams currently ranked among the top 10 nationally. So good for Billy. You actually called this back like on Monday or so.
I felt that Florida was less of the poor animal that was about to be kicked into the street like we thought they were in the preseason. Right. I think they've looked less like that and more just like, man, they're a competitive team. They've just gotten a bad hand, very tough schedule, quarterback concerns, blah, blah, blah. I think he's proven, listen, we are competent enough of a team to where you should give me another year. Maybe if we don't have the quarterback issues, maybe if our schedule's somewhat lenient, you will see us actually start to climb.
It'll make Danny Zimmerman pretty happy here. I just want to also point out, let me tap your brain real quick.
All righty.
Week 14, FSU Florida Gators.
Yeah, what about it?
Give me a take on that.
Oh, Florida's going to win easy. Firmly believe that. I thought that was coming into the season. We thought Florida was going to be lucky to go 4-8, and we thought Florida State was going to do 10-2 at worst. Now Florida State's looking to go 2-10, and Florida already has those four wins we thought they were going
to
get.
Our very own Jeff Wayne is, as we speak, heading up to Indiana to Notre Dame.
Really.
Taking in the FSU Week 11 FSU football, of course, FSU taking on Notre Dame 6:30 on Saturday. You can catch that game, by the way, on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, you can. And I would love to see Florida State, especially if Jeff is going to that game, I'd love to see Florida State win. I just don't know if it's going to happen. I hinted at this earlier Thursday night, Bengals at Ravens. That's your Thursday night football matchup. And the Ravens adding another weapon to their already top-ranked offense. ESPN reports that Baltimore is expected to activate running back Keaton Mitchell off the physically unable to perform list ahead of their game. Mitchell hasn't played since suffering an ACL tear last December. And to make room on the roster, the Ravens reportedly waived veteran defensive end Yannick Ngakoue. I will say, Keaton Mitchell, I mentioned East Carolina earlier because they're playing tonight in the college football scene. Keaton played for them. He was a dog. I'm glad to see that he's getting an opportunity after his injury.
Okay. Also, we're going to be talking about this next hour, about 5:36. We're going to have a discussion about this week's lineup for SEC football play on that side. And there is a football star. You'll know who I'm talking about real soon here. Defending his family's name and reputation. And Fox's Monica DeLuca has more on this trending story.
Travis Kelce is standing up for his brother Jason after a controversial interaction with a fan. Jason was seen on video walking after appearing on ESPN's College Game Day. A person is heard calling Travis the F-slur for dating Taylor Swift. Jason turned around, grabbing the person's phone and spiking it on the ground, using the slur back at the person. On the Brothers New Heights podcast, the Kansas City Chiefs tight end defended his brother for owning up to it and defending his family. The retired Philadelphia Eagles center said he regretted using the slur as retaliation. Penn State police are investigating the incident. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
I don't see. Taylor Swift seems to sneak into these conversations from who knows where.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, because the thing is, if you're also not much of a football fan and you're a Taylor Swift fan, because, I mean, that's very likely. Right. She's very popular. Then that's what they'll say. Hey, Travis Kelce, in case you forgot, he's the one that's dating Taylor Swift, blah, blah, blah.
And we're talking about Notre Dame a few minutes ago, and Jeff Wayne heading up there. Funny, I'm pulling the story, and you're going to be hearing this story real soon here. And on my byline, it said Notre Dame, and I'm thinking it's the Notre Dame football game.
It's the church, wasn't it?
Well, the cathedral.
Cathedral, my bad.
Over in Paris. And we're going to talk about how, you know, had that terrible fire a few years back. We're going to let you in on where the rebuild stands, and it's coming up in minutes on News Radio 92.3.
All righty. Wall Street, of course, closing with stocks mixed as the post-election rally rolls on. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell less than a point to 43,729. S&P 500 rose by 44 points to 59,73, and the NASDAQ gained 285 points to 19,269. You know, I know that by definition that is a mixed day, but the only drop was the Dow falling by less than a point. So I'd say it was a pretty good day overall.
I don't think you have you'll have some winners and losers.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm saying. Okay, it's 4:44, News Radio 92.3. We've talked about the ban. You know how a lot of communities putting a TikTok ban on
yes.
kids' usage and things like that, being tied in with the Communist Party, and your data is breached and blah, 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 blah. Well, kids in Australia facing a social media ban here today. Fox's Jonathan Savage has more from Down Under.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says this law would be world-leading.
Social media is doing harm to our kids, and I'm calling time on it.
He wants to make it illegal for anyone under 16 years old to have social media accounts, including Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.
I've spoken to thousands of parents, grandparents, aunties and uncles. They, like me, are worried sick about the safety of our kids online.
The proposed law will go before Parliament next week. It won't apply to any young people who already have social media accounts. Critics say the law will only delay learning how to navigate the complex online world. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
You know, sometimes I'm worried about playing the wrong clip, you know, being out of order, but I got to tell you, the minute I heard that politician's voice, I knew I was playing the right one.
It was awesome. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely right there. Hey, I want to tell you something. If you have never been up to our website, I invite you to go up there. I wrote a story earlier today. It's about Gulf Breeze Will Do. Are you familiar with this organization?
I personally am not.
A women's philanthropic group awarded $56,548 in grants to local organizations at its annual meeting. The organization financially helps groups and individuals who make a difference in the Gulf Breeze and Pensacola Beach communities. Celebrating its 10th anniversary, GBWD has distributed nearly $500,000 in grants since its inception. You can read about that story on the News Radio 92.3 website.
All righty, excellent. Just past 4:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. We've got minor spots giving you trouble here and there. You may encounter some slight waves of congestion on Blue Angel Parkway or on 9 Mile Road, and maybe some of the other usual spots as well. But outside of that, there's not too much going on. Your worst spot's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, 79 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Tomorrow, shouldn't be much, if any, rain. High of 81, low of 72, though there is a high surf advisory.
Okay, and so there you are. You're sitting around, and you're one of those European leaders. By the way, the European leaders are meeting today. But a new transatlantic relationship is probably on their minds, and it comes in the way of Donald Trump.
This one-day summit of nearly 50 heads of government is being hosted by an ally of President-elect Donald Trump. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán warmly welcomed what he called a beautiful victory. But President-elect Trump has frequently criticized the European Union. EU leaders may now fear their biggest trading partner is on the verge of imposing new tariffs. The last Trump administration did just that for European steel and aluminum in 2018. In return, the EU taxed American motorbikes, peanut butter, and jeans. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
4:47, News Radio 92.3. Put this on your calendar. Happens within the next 24 hours. City of Pensacola is going to celebrate the grand opening of the Bruce Beach Revitalization Project. And they're also going to unveil the Phase 2 portion of that plan. Happens 3 o'clock tomorrow over on Main Street. The event has been postponed due to a spike in water bacteria levels, I guess 3-4 weeks ago, wasn't it, Austin?
Yes.
The city's moving forward with the park's opening as those bacteria levels have returned to normal and the no swimming sign has been taken out.
All righty. Good news there.
Knock yourself out. You can swim in Pensacola Bay. Go ahead.
Speaking of the world making advancements, I got another one for you. If I told you to imagine like a satellite that gets sent to space, what
I'm
would you think
I'm
of?
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Like, describe the structure that you have in your mind. Like, what's it made of?
Metal.
Well, you're wrong. The world's first wooden satellite. Yes,
nice.
That is correct.
I'm going to be on that one for sure.
It has been launched into space, the palm-sized satellite.
You're kidding me. This is real.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not messing around. Yeah, the world's
A wooden spaceship.
A wooden satellite. Apparently, it's palm-sized, so it's very small.
What you talking about, Austin?
It was built by Japanese researchers. It will be flown into the International Space Station and later released into orbit about 250 miles above Earth. It'll stay in orbit for several months to see how wood endures the extreme environment of space. I would assume not very well. The invention is an early test of using timber in Mars and lunar exploration, and if it's successful, it could open the door to other uses for wood in space.
Okay, was that Bezos doing that? Who did that?
It was Japanese researchers.
Oh!
I will
gotcha.
Say this, I don't know gotcha. Why this hasn't been done before. Like, I don't know why they didn't experiment with wood decades ago when it came to this.
Maybe common sense kind of prevailed on that, maybe.
But maybe. Now they're just trying to... We've gotten too smart, so now we're going backwards, trying to see what else we missed.
It certainly captured my attention, let me tell you. Third annual Pensacola Mural Fest underway, and you're not going to see anybody hanging off buildings today because of the weather. They've already done that. So let me just give you where the 19 murals are located in this competition. And here are the sites. 418 Garden Street, that is the Pensacola State College building. Pensacola Auto Imparts at 725 West Garden Street. Strong Street Studio at 109 North A Street. That's right there along the Barrancas Corridor, along with AdSync on South F Street, 201 South F Street. And Vowels Printing, 1233 Barrancas Avenue. I understand they are beautiful.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I had a friend of mine go by there and say, you got to go check these things out.
Yeah?
I'm going to.
You're like,
I'm going.
I will.
As soon as the weather clears up.
Yeah, the weather.
Okay, how is it going to clear up?
Oh, yeah, no, it's
good. That's my question.
It is supposed to be pretty decent tomorrow. All it's right. going to be cloudy, but there shouldn't be much, if any, rain. 450 here, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we got a discount furniture store chain that you've perhaps heard of closing its doors. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802, Crosstrek starting at $25,262, or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Billy Joel, hanging out with you Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
Been crickets about that ship that is eventually going to make its way down to, you know, the artificial reef, the SS United States I'm talking about.
I'm assuming those crickets are about to stop chirping, though.
That's exactly right, because that ship is preparing to depart Philadelphia and heading to a docking area in Mobile, at the Port of Mobile, where the ship will be ready to become the world's largest artificial reef off the coast of Destin. The move begins next Thursday and will require multiple tugs to tow the vessel into Mobile. That trip expected to take about 2 weeks, weather permitting.
Yes.
Fingers crossed, no storms.
Yeah, that's going to be quite a trip.
What a mess that would be.
And hinted at this before the break, all of the American Freight discount furniture stores are set to close. You mentioned Mobile. I believe there was at least one in Mobile, if I remember the commercials correctly. The chain's parent company, Franchise Group, is shuttering well over 300 outlets across the nation as they file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The stores are now running closing sales.
Okay, I would think that they do stuff online because they broke this story nationally and there's not a lot of distribution with 300 markets or so.
It says they're all of them are set to close, but then it says they're shuttering well over 300 outlets. So yeah, but it says well over 300.
Okay. I've heard of them, but I wasn't really familiar with them.
Yeah. As I said, I just remember the commercials.
Hey, one thing that we heard during all these protests and riots over the past couple of years and burn, baby, burn. You've heard the people yelling these crazy things. Well, President-elect Donald Trump repeatedly promised on the campaign trail, drill, baby, drill. So what's his plan? Jeff Flocks has more from your town of Pittsburgh.
Natural gas is huge here. In addition to oil, natural gas, big in the U.S., the number one exporter of natural gas. We can expect President Trump to end the Biden administration's ongoing attempts to pause permits for LNG shipments overseas. He's probably going to pull out of the Paris Climate Accord. We can expect that, as well as reducing regulation. Energy was on the ballot, says the American Petroleum Institute, and voters sent a clear signal. They want choices, not mandates, and an all-of-the-above approach that harnesses our nation's resources and builds on the success of Trump's first term.
All righty, 4:55 here. We'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you. And when I say quick, I mean it. There's not too much going on. The only severe traffic congestion we have right now is Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 79 degrees, low of 73. Slight thunderstorm chances tonight of around 20%. Tomorrow, we do have a high surf advisory throughout your Friday, but shouldn't be much, if any, rain. High of 81, low of 72.
Okay, News Radio 92.3. As you know, I mask. I don't drink coffee a lot or anything. I put Dr. Pepper in this coffee cup, so right. You really can't tell if I'm drinking coffee. But there are coffee. I'll call them coffee aficionados today. Well, folks, it's time to rejoice as Starbucks unveils its holiday menu, and it happened just hours ago.
Six seasonal drinks, new cold foams, and sweet treats among the offerings. And what would a Starbucks holiday menu be without the fan favorite creamy latte, peppermint mocha? Other sweet drinks include the chestnut praline latte and iced gingerbread oat milk chai. For those who are looking for a caffeine-free beverage, there's the new Refresher. It comes in three different flavors, orange, cranberry, and warm spices, and is garnished with real cranberries. Among the pastries, debuting Thursday, is the Turkey Sage Danish. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
There is one drink, though, that they do offer. It's a strawberry, kind of like a... It's like a milkshake is what it is. Mm. So if you go in there and you... Well, you got to pay big bucks for it. I think it's like $7 or $8 for this drink. I mean, I had to go get a loan to come get a coffee drink. But it's not really coffee. That's the interesting thing. It's a strawberry drink, looks like a milkshake, and it's a strawberry frappe or something.
I was about
like
to say
that.
Frappuccino.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it because, I don't like to drink a lot of coffee. But that one's kind of a dessert type of drink.
Yeah, I get frappuccinos from Starbucks. That's really all I get from there. I will say, I went to Whataburger recently, and as I do, and I saw that they were... advertising their new holiday drink. It's a milkshake. It's a white chocolate peppermint. I haven't gotten it yet, but it's coming.
I saw that. As a matter of fact, when I left here last night, I stopped by a Whataburger.
Really? Did you get that?
No, but I saw the sign you're talking about.
All right. Well,
I like those peppermint drinks.
We need to both get those and taste test them on the show.
There you go. Now you're thinking really smart this afternoon. Hey, thinking smart, if you're a home buyer or a home seller, here's those mortgage numbers today. Mortgage rates have increased. They're slowly creeping up there, folks. Take a look at a Mortgage Daily News reporting. Benchmark 30-year fix, 7.13%. The latest reading on the 15-year fixed rate mortgage, 6.55%.
All righty, and A24's new horror film, Heretic, may land the top spot at the box office this weekend. The film starring Hugh Grant is projected to make around $8 million in its debut. Meanwhile, Venom, The Last Dance, is set to make around $12 million in its third weekend. However, some analysts expect Heretic to blow past projections and finish on top.
Okay, I want you to put this down on your calendar. This is going to be a very, very cool event.
All righty.
It's the Night Moves Festival. It is returning to Community Maritime Park this weekend. The festival features national and regional alternative and indie music acts, food trucks, local vendors. It's on the grounds right next to Maritime Park. Now, organizers pledging and saying more food trucks this year, shorter lines, better bathroom access. That's the most important item here. And an optimal music experience is on the way. More information available, nightmovesfest.com. There's a lot of things going down this weekend in Pensacola. I promise you, within the next 2 hours, we're going to run down some of the most really interesting events that you can grab the family and head off to.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.